comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks. Welcome to Talk Radio Like Nowhere Else on Earth, The Kevin Smith Show, a place where you actually matter. Still no response from Mayor Jack Jingles. We're still anxiously waiting, and I'll keep you posted. But so far, no response. K-File Z-Zine is our weekly newsletter. If you are not already subscribed to the K-File Z-Zine, if you're not getting it, you need to subscribe. Sometimes I get an email from someone that says, hey, you know, I used to be subscribed and then I quit getting it. And the answer to that today is the same as it was 6 months ago, a year ago, 3 years ago. And that is, when we send out the K-File Z-Zine, if your mailbox bounces it back to us three times in a row, that doesn't mean 3 weeks in a row, that'll be three times in one sending. Okay, it'll try three times to send it. If it bounces back to us three times, your subscription is automatically deleted so that we cannot be accused of spamming. So if you used to be subscribed and you're not getting it, you might ought to click that link that says K-Files E-Zine. Might be a good idea. Hey, did you hear what happened in Norway last night? Wow. Very phenomenal events. Millions of people saw it, and we're going to talk about it tonight. Phenomenal. It's not lights in the sky. It was lights, but it's not what you think of when you think of lights in the sky. Astronomers said they had never seen anything like this before, and they did not think it was of astronomical origin. One astronomer suggested that he thought it might be a Russian missile, since the Russians were, since they commonly use the White Sea as a place to test their missiles. And all across the internet, there has been a very predictable variety of theories that have popped up. One theory is that it is indeed an errant missile. One theory says that it's a wormhole opening. Another is that it is a wormhole, and that there's some significance to the fact that it happened just a day before Obama receives his Nobel Prize. Well, what was it? Well, that's what we're going to explore here tonight. To our listeners in Norway, and by the way, I've been getting emails from people in Norway, Sweden, and Finland today telling me about all of this. To our listeners in Norway, let me say that whatever it was, you certainly did have a phenomenal event in the skies above your northern shores. Let me also say that there are indications from the pattern of official statements that have been coming out that it may not be an errant Russian missile at all. Does that surprise you? Well, stay tuned, and you will soon understand what I mean about all that. Yes, folks, there seems to be a very predictable pattern in reporting that has been followed in reporting this event. I will be putting that pattern here on display tonight. And as always, I present the evidence. You make up your own mind. And we'll be back right after this. in the morning or, shall we say, late into the night. Northern Norway was treated last evening to a light show that was a bit more than a light show. And I'm going to share with you, I think probably most of you have seen pictures of it today. Most of you have seen video of it today. But we're going to take a look at some of those and think about what we're looking at a little bit here tonight. What happened was this blue beam of spiraling light flashed into the sky, and then at the end of it, there was a swirl pattern, a big spiral swirl, and then in the center of that, a dark circle that expanded outward, and then it all disappeared. Well, right after it happened, of course, the news agencies in Norway were everybody was calling newspapers and radio stations and television stations, and just like they do anywhere else in the world. And so they got on the story, and official sources inside of Norway, like, you know, their military, said, we don't know what it is. We didn't launch any missiles, so we don't know what it is. And several astronomers commented that, well, we don't know what it is. We've never seen anything like that before. We don't think it's an astronomical event. It's not something that happened out there. And it's not a meteor. One astronomer said, well, perhaps, you know, it was a Russian missile that failed and it began to spiral out of control and then exploded. At the time, it was reported in Russia that they didn't know what it was. And, one source from the Russian military says, last night, we don't know what it is. The press attaché at the Russian embassy in Oslo said, we don't know. I don't know what it is. So let's take a look at it. And then let me lay out for you a pattern of events that took place. And we'll take a look at it again. So I guess probably the best thing for us to do is let's go over and take a look at the movie, all right? Now, this happens to be, all of these happen to be video that were shot by people that were on the ground, and we can very clearly see the spiral. In some of these, because you have different cameras with different capabilities, you can see the blue light that appears to be projecting up into the sky, and you can see the black hole in the sky that appears to be opening. And it's just very, very strange, very anomalous. And there are people that, as I say, there are all kinds of theories out there on the internet. One theory, of course, is that it is a Russian missile that failed. Another theory is that it's a wormhole that's opening, or some kind of a portal that's opening in our sky. Another theory that's out there says that that's what it is, and the aliens did it because Obama was coming to pick up his Nobel Prize. And that one, amazingly, has a little bit of traction out there among some people. I laugh at that because I can't imagine extraterrestrials being interested at all in the Nobel Prize or in really who Earth politicians are, or you know, who they represent or anything. I just can't imagine that they would be interested in that. But maybe I'm wrong. I mean, you know, I have been wrong. Maybe they're very interested in Earth politics. All right, let's talk about a series of events. Now, I mentioned some of them. when this happened, and by the way, there were millions of people that saw this, when this happened, the news agencies got on it right away. Official sources in Norway said, we don't know what it is. The first official statement out of Russia was, we don't know what it is. We didn't fire any missiles. That was their first statement. The press attaché at the Russian embassy in Oslo said, we don't know what this is. Now, subsequently, after all the speculations started hitting and spreading all over the internet, another report comes out that says, oh, it was a failed Russian missile. Now, I have, there were two or three different places that reported on this. I have one of those in my hand, and I want you to listen to the way this is written. This is from Norway. This unique photo taken in northern Norway shows a Russian intercontinental missile flying into a spiral before it exploded in the atmosphere early Wednesday morning. Now, that's a very definite statement, isn't it? A very definite statement. This photo shows a Russian intercontinental missile flying into a spiral before it exploded in the atmosphere early Wednesday morning. Listen to the next statement. This missile was most likely yet another failed test launch of a Bulava missile from the Typhoon submarine Dmitry Donskoy in the White Sea area. So we get a very definite statement that it is a missile, and then they soften it. Most likely it was another failed test launch. What they're signaling is that they absolutely grabbed this out of thin air. They're signaling that they do not have this nailed down. There is nothing to support their statement that it is a Russian intercontinental missile flying into a spiral before it exploded. They have nothing to support that. If they did, their very next statement would not be that it is most likely another failed test launch. Do you understand? If this were the truth, this would read this way. It would read like this. This unique photo taken in northern Norway shows a Russian intercontinental missile flying into a spiral before it exploded in the atmosphere early Wednesday morning. The missile was yet another failed test launch of the Bulava missile from the Typhoon submarine Dmitry Donskoy in the White Sea area. It would have been one definite statement backed by another definite statement, and it isn't. People often, when they are doing cover stories, which is another word for lying, or in this case, lying is not, I don't intend to say that this author of this report is lying, but what I do intend to say is that this is an author who is grasping at straws, trying to give some sort of sensible explanation here. Some things happen for which there is no sensible explanation. Tunguska is a pretty good one. Tunguska has no rational, sensible explanation. There are theories, but nobody really knows. It just happened. All right, now, that gives you a little bit of a flavor of this article. All the way through this article, it uses terms like most likely and probably and could be. So the opening, the headline and the opening sentence of the article seem to say, they don't seem to say, they say, it's a Russian missile. The rest of the article tells you, we think, we hope, it could be, probably, most likely. Now, when you see that pattern in the reporting, you're generally looking at a cover story. The Russian Navy, their first statement was, we don't know. We fired nothing. The Norwegian military said, we don't know what it was, but it was likely a Russian missile. Let me read this. Spokesman in the Norwegian defense, Jan Espen Lien, says that the Norwegian defense does not know for sure what the light was, but that it probably was a Russian missile. All right. Then, after hours of all of this, the Russians come out with, it was a test firing of one of our missiles, and we sent a warning for everybody to stay out of the area. Norway's defense says, we know nothing about such a warning. So what have we got here? Well, let's see if this could be a missile. Let's take a look at some pictures, all right? You want to look at some pictures with me? Now this is not an artist's conception. It appears, however, to be sort of a time-lapse photograph. But what we can see here is this blue light that appears to be coming, either it's coming from the ground and shining up into the center of this spiral, or it's coming from that spiral and shining down onto the ground. However, keep that picture in mind and take a look at what a missile launch at nighttime looks like. A missile launch at nighttime doesn't have a blue spiraling light. Even if it is spiraling out of control, the light coming out the back is a fire, and it's the color of fire. And there's fire and smoke coming out the back of that missile. So here's a nighttime missile launch, and you can see that you note the color, you note the smoke, but also, and this is of key importance here, note the angle of the expansion of what's coming out from behind that missile. It's at its narrowest, the fire coming out of the missile is at its narrowest right at the missile. And then it spreads out in an angle, getting broader toward the ground. I want you to look at this alleged Russian missile. It is exactly the opposite. What we see is there is a blue spiral. We, instead of the color of burning rocket fuel, there's no smoke. And the angle of expansion is exactly opposite. It's narrowest down toward the ground and broadest up near what they say is the missile. It's exactly opposite of what you would have if this were a missile. So what does all this mean? Well, what it all means is that, at least from my point of view, we're looking at a missile on the left of this picture and not a missile on the right. Does that make sense to you? Consider for a moment that the Norwegian defense says, we don't really know for sure what that light was all about. In the earlier reports, they said, we didn't fire any rockets. And the Russians, in the earlier reports, said, we didn't fire any rockets. Now, the Russians come out later and say, oh, yeah, we did. We fired one of our rockets, and that's what caused that. We fired a missile. That's what caused that. And by the way, we warned everybody. We put out a warning that we were going to do it. Norwegian Defense says, we know nothing about that. Now, doesn't it get a little curious? I think it gets very curious right at that point, especially since, consider this. Norwegian Defense knew that the Dmitry Donskoy submarine was operating in the White Sea area. How do they know that? Well, they have it on their scopes. You mean to tell me that the Russians could actually fire a missile and it doesn't show up on the Norwegian Defense radar scopes? Think about it. If, in fact, Norwegian Defense had picked this up on their radar, then their statement would not be, we don't know for sure what the light was. They could say, it was a missile. They could say definitively, it was a missile. But they didn't say that. They didn't say definitively it was a missile. They said, we don't know for sure what it was. What that means, ladies and gentlemen, is they didn't pick it up on their radar. So do the Russians now have missiles they can fire that cannot be picked up on radar? Well, I guess that's always a possibility. Do these missiles fly backward? What do I mean by backward? Well, consider again what we just looked at. Consider that the flame coming out of this alleged missile angles in exactly the reverse direction that it would have to angle if it were a normal missile. So do the Russians have missiles that fire and fly backward? We'll be back right after this with more of this mystery. Helps if you turn the microphones on. It works better if it's on. All right, welcome back. So do the, what's the deal? Number one, the Russians, if what the Russians are saying is true and what the newspapers are reporting, if these are the facts, then here's what we've got. We've got Russians with submarines that are picked up on the defense scopes. We've got missiles that are not picked up on any of the defense scopes, so they don't see any missiles coming in. They don't see any missiles flying. They're invisible missiles. We have a warning that was sent out by the Russians telling everybody there was going to be a test fire of this missile. Written with invisible ink. We have a missile that can fly backward and that is using exotic fuel that puts out blue flame in a spiral as it spirals out of control. Blue flame, no smoke, totally different from any other missile ever built. It's invisible, flies backwards, and burns stuff that causes blue flames. A little bit hard to believe that that's a missile, and there's one other piece of evidence here. There have been a total of 13 test flights of this Belava missile. There have been 6 documented failures of the missile in the test flights, which the people in Norway will have seen. They know what that looks like. This did not look like that. This did not look like that at all. Now, the pattern that I'm talking about, I have just described for you. That is, the truth accidentally comes out first, with a bunch of people standing around, official-type people standing around saying, I don't know. We don't know what that is. And by official types, I don't mean politicians. I mean the military. And you have a spokesman that says, early on, we don't know what it is. And then you have maybe the same spokesman says, in this report, we're not for sure what that is. But it probably was a Russian missile. Well, look, you know, come on, guys. Now, you know, I think probably this spokesman for the Norwegian defense was being honest. I don't think he's covering anything up here. I think he's being honest. He says, we're not for sure what that was. But when he says, but it probably was a Russian missile, don't you realize that that makes everybody ask this question, what's wrong with your radar? If it is a Russian missile, you had it on radar. If it is not a Russian missile, you did not have it on radar. And since you're telling us you're not sure what it is, you're telling us you didn't have it on radar. Now, I understand. He's trying to not put any panic in the air. I understand that. And he's telling us, I think, the truth when he says, we're not sure what that is. I think he's telling the truth. Now, I have serious doubts about the Russians here. Not because I'm an American and they're Russian and we're supposed to have this animosity towards each other even after the Cold War. It's not that at all. In fact, this is not a cliche. It's the truth. I have very close friends who are Russians in Russia. People that I worked with. Some of them are soldiers. One of them, Spetsnaz. Some of them are police officers, and a couple of them are diplomats that I've worked with in missions that our country sent me to. And I came to be very friendly with them and have a great deal of respect for them, and I like them. I have no animosity towards Russia. But this story is unbelievable. We have no rockets in the air. That's the first story. We didn't fire any missiles. Second story. Oh, yeah. We did fire a Bulava missile. And that's what it was. And, oh, yeah, we did warn everybody. Except Norway says we knew nothing about it. And the Northern Fleet said we knew nothing about it. So the story coming out of Russia now is suspect. So what was it? Well, just because I do not buy that this is a missile, that does not mean that this is extraterrestrial in origin. It may be, but just because I don't buy that it's a missile, doesn't mean that I am saying that it's extraterrestrial. There are a couple of possibilities here. And let me refresh. For those of you who are watching the show on KSS-TV, let me refresh for your eyes why that's not a missile. You can see how the characteristic pattern made by the flames coming out of the back of a missile. They are narrowest near the missile and broadest at their farthest extent from the missile. They spread out. What we see in this alleged Russian missile is exactly the opposite. Now, it is true that if a missile goes out of control, it can, not necessarily will, but it can cause a spiral pattern in the sky. It can do that. But it doesn't reverse the direction of its flame. Okay? You understand? It is also true that when a missile spins out of control, it can, if it explodes, it can create that circular black hole look in the center of the explosion. But what we see is that that black hole actually develops while there's still this blue light coming from the direction of Earth. Now, for those who are not watching on television, let me describe. If you take a flashlight outside at night and you turn on the flashlight, or for those of you in Europe, I think most of you call it a torch. You take it outside, you turn it on. What happens? Well, over distance, the beam of that light spreads out, doesn't it? Over distance, it spreads out. It's narrowest right where it's coming out of the torch, out of the flashlight. And then over distance, it broadens out. And that's what we see. We see a blue light coming from the direction of Earth headed into the sky, and it's narrowest down near the Earth. And then it gets broader up near the spiral in the sky. Well, that's exactly opposite of what a missile would do. A missile would have the narrowest point of the flame right near the rear end of the missile, where the flames are coming out. That's where it'll be narrowest. And as the flames come out of the missile, they spread out. Exactly opposite of this thing. Now, even look, one of the theories is that this is a portal or some kind of a wormhole. And even if it is, even that does not mean that this is of extraterrestrial origin. It could be very terrestrial technology that was being tested. If a missile was going to be tested, the press attaché in Norway would have been informed. The Russian press attaché at the embassy in Norway would have been informed so that he could speak to the press about it. This, in my opinion, not only is not, it cannot be a missile. I could be wrong. This could be a completely new, different kind of missile that uses different fuel, flies backwards, invisible to radar. It could be. I grant you. Anything is possible. But why didn't they tell the press attaché? Now, let's say that it is a portal. Let's say that it is some kind of a wormhole, some kind of a portal, a Stargate kind of thing that's opening up. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's extraterrestrial in origin. It could be very terrestrial. It could be, it's just possible that the Russians have developed some type of exotic device or exotic weapon that they were testing. Without notifying Norway, without notifying their press attaché, because it is super, super top secret. Now, all previous tests of missiles, they've warned Norway that they were going to do it, and then they did it. In this case, Norway says, we got no such warning. The Northern Fleet said, we didn't know anything about this. We got no warning. Everything about this says it's not a missile, in my opinion. Everything about it, including the fact that you had millions of people that saw this who have also seen six previous failed tests of this missile. And this was not that. On the other hand, this could be of extraterrestrial origin. You know what's interesting about this? It looks just like the petroglyphs that Jeff Woolline has shown us. Petroglyphs of spirals. And these spiral petroglyphs show up all over the world. And right here on this show, I talked with a Native American shamaness, and I told her what Jeff Woolline says about these spirals marking the spot where there's a portal, and that if the spiral ends downward, it shows that there is a portal from the ground into the sky. And if it is if the spiral ends with the tail of the spiral pointed upward, it means that it's a portal in the sky coming to the ground. Well, let's just see what would happen here if we were to superimpose one of the petroglyphs on that spiral in the sky. As we head off to break, just take a look. All right, folks, we'll be back right after this.
Through the fog and make spin doctors squirm.
Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. As I was saying, what comes to my mind is this. First of all, this spiral that we see very definitely in the skies of Norway looks just like the petroglyphs that are carved all over the world. I think this kind of vindicates Jeff Woolline's theory that these mark portals. And I asked a Native American shamaness here on the show by the name of Thunderbeat, if his assumption about that was correct. And she said that he was correct, that that is what that marks. So I think it is possible that what we are seeing here is a portal, a vortex. Like I said, I could be wrong. This might be a missile. The warning written with invisible ink, the missile invisible to radars, and it flies backwards. Could be. On the other hand, consider that after World War II, Russia and the United States went two very divergent directions, not only politically and economically, but scientifically. Science in America has been principally following in the footsteps of one Mr. Albert Einstein. Science, physics, in the Soviet Union has followed principally one Mr. Nikola Tesla. The difference between the two physics is that one of them uses a set of abbreviated equations, and one of them uses a set of asymmetrical equations. One of them is based on mass and speed. The other is based on frequency. And it's just possible, isn't it? Just possible that what the Russians did, we'll say that the Russians are the source of this phenomena, for the sake of argument, just possible, isn't it, that what they were doing was testing some Tesla technology to see if they could open a wormhole? Right here on this show, I had Dr. Michio Kaku, and we talked about his book called Physics of the Impossible. And on that show, he talked about the fact that there's nothing in physics that would preclude the creation of a wormhole through which you could travel. He said there's nothing in physics that would prevent that. And he said, now, technically speaking, you know, we don't know how to do it, and we don't have the technology to do it. Well, that would be true insofar as Dr. Kaku knows. But it's just possible, isn't it, that the Russians, you know, they conduct all kinds of really super top secret, ultra secret squirrel black projects, just like the United States does and many other countries. Just possible, isn't it, that one of their scientists or a team of their scientists figured it out? And just possible that they may have been testing it. Now, I'm not saying that that's it. I'm saying consider the possibilities. I don't know if that's it. Look, let's be honest about this. Nobody actually knows except whoever did it. Now, the explanation about it being an errant Russian missile, that just doesn't seem to wash. I mean, it just doesn't fit. Not because it doesn't make sense, but because based on the physical evidence, the photographs, the videos, it doesn't look like what a missile looks like when it goes haywire. I watched videos of missiles going haywire, and guess what I saw? What I saw was the flame continued, even though the thing was spinning out of control, the flame continues to be smallest as it comes out of the missile, and then it broadens out as it heads toward the ground. As the distance increases behind the missile, the broader that band of flame is, even as it spins out of control. And that isn't what we've got. That's not what the photographs show. And in fact, the witnesses saw the blue light first, and then they saw the spiral appear. It's as if the spiral suddenly appeared, as if it just suddenly happened. And then a black hole, and I don't mean black hole in the astronomical sense, you know, like a black hole that pulls in everything and gobbles up stars. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the color. A hole that is colored black just opens up in the middle of that spiral and moves outward until it all dissipates. Now, when a missile explodes, if it's spiraling out of control, it can do that. But the rest of what we're looking at here doesn't look like a missile. So, unless the Russians developed a missile that's invisible to Norwegian radar, that flies backwards, and is burning rocket fuel that produces a bright blue flame that lights up the countryside and the sky, unless that's the case, I don't think we're looking at a missile. It could be. But consider that it is possible that this is a test of some new, highly advanced Russian technology. Now, that would be a little frightening, wouldn't it? That would be a little frightening because everyone else is saying, we don't know what it is. That's a little ominous, isn't it? Now, appearing on YouTube after this, you know, almost instantaneously, these other videos started appearing on YouTube that show a simulation of what happens when a missile spins out of control. Those are simulations. But even in the simulations, you'll notice that the flame continues to be narrowest at the missile and spreading out as it gains distance from the missile. Even in the simulations. You don't have that here. So I don't buy the missile theory. I think it's plausible. It's reaching far to say that it's Russians testing some Tesla technology. But it could be. I mean, that's the track they have run on scientifically, as they have followed very closely the ideas, theories, and concepts of Tesla. And so it could be. Granted, that's reaching. But since we're talking about something that people never have seen before, at least in modern times, any theory we come up with is reaching, isn't it? But I do think there may be some validity in the idea that whatever this is, whether it is something that's being tested by the Russians or whether it is extraterrestrial in origin, it's something our ancestors saw, and they carved it into the rocks in the form of petroglyphs. It's something that our ancestors left marked for us. If they had had video cameras, we would have video of those spirals they saw. They didn't have video cameras, so what do we have? We have the next best thing. They carved pictures for us. And I think, really, that is a very real possibility, that we're looking at what they saw. We're looking at a phenomenon that you and I have never seen before. But it's something our ancestors saw. It's something our ancestors marked. And if the petroglyphs around the spirals mean anything, it was extraterrestrial. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. What we're going to do is I'd like to get your input on this. This is an amazing event. And as I say, look, this could be, it very well could be, some kind of new missile that flies backwards, is invisible to radar, and uses some kind of rocket fuel that puts out blue flame and no smoke. It could be. But I'd like to get your input as to what you think this is. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, it's Kevin from North Bay, Ontario.
Hi, Kevin.
Hello there. Oh, boy, I've been watching this thing all day long.
So is it a missile?
No, absolutely not.
Why do you think it's not a missile?
Because the whole universe works on a spiral, my friend.
Okay. But missiles do spiral out of control.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm talking about. These little spirals are a little bit too perfect for them to be that of a missile. And, you know, I read probably... You know when you read that book that you just figure this is the book that you've got as much information as you're ever going to need in your life, and, you know, reading anything else is almost like secondhand, you know? And I kind of felt that way when I read Richard Hoagland's Dark Mission. And, I started going through chapter 2 of his book, Dark Mission, talking about hyperdimensional physics. And he goes into how everything works on a spin. The entire universe, the planets, the universe, the galaxy, all the way down to our DNA, and even to the smallest infinitesimal molecules work on a spiral or spin. And I think if... when you see these vortexes everywhere, and, you know, it's not just on the planet Earth where you find these things either. You find vortexes on every planet of the solar system, including Jupiter, Uranus, Neptune, and at the 19.5 degree areas of those planets. And of course, you'll find that same, Richard calls it the tetrahedral geometry and what of the place, the hyperdimensional physics. You'll find that on every planet of the solar system, you'll find it.
Okay, but I understand that, but we're talking about something that's not at 19.5 degrees. We're talking about something that's up off the northern coast of Norway. Mm-hmm. And what I'm really interested in here is, if this is not a missile, why do you think it's not a missile? And another thing, if it's not, what is it?
It looks like a vortex. It looks exactly, and it describes exactly what kind of a vortex that I've read in some on some theoretical papers. And also, when Richard Hogan talks about stargates and whatnot, they'd work on a similar vortex type description. That's what they describe. It'd be a vortex on connecting these kinds of things. And that's what I'm thinking, that this is a stargate. Absolutely. I think these people are at least testing something. That's what it looks like to me. I don't think they're working on anything, but it sure looks like they're testing something.
Okay, so you think that it's of a terrestrial origin?
Yeah. And, this is also not the first case of these kind of spirals being seen either. I think you remember what happened in Tomsk, Russia, back in 2006, and also at the Vandenberg missile test site. Do you remember that? Remember what happened there?
Yeah. I watched it today. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Kevin, I appreciate the call.
And one more thing I also want to point out.
Mm-hmm.
Back a month ago, CERN started playing around with their little machine, and after they started doing that, all the megalithic sites down in South America started acting up.
How?
There was a report circulating that it created some sort of a time wave that emanated from the gateway of the sun just right after the CERN was turned on the other side of the world, and that all the Mayan pyramids throughout South America also started emitting some sort of a frequency almost simultaneously, as if they were communicating with one another. And this was just a month ago.
I'll have to check into that. All right, man, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 623-444-5889 is the number to call. That's the main number. It works anywhere in the world. And if you happen to be in the USA and you happen to be in Canada, either place, USA or Canada, we have a toll-free number if you need to call me toll-free. It is 888-223-4599. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Stefan from Quebec City, Kevin.
Yes, Stefan.
Kevin, I'm really interested by this whole thing, and what I find it a coincidence is that, and I'm not sure if you mentioned because I kind of caught the show a little bit late, but President Obama will be giving his speech for the Nobel Peace Prize tomorrow, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And also, that spiral also at one point turns into an orb, and that also happens to be the logo for the COP15 conference.
The what conference?
The Copenhagen Summit. It's a blue orb on a white background. That's the logo for the conference.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
Well, this. If it has any connection whatsoever to Obama, if it has any connection whatsoever to the Copenhagen conference, then it is absolutely terrestrial, because I don't think that ETs have 1 ounce of interest in Earth politics.
Could be.
Yeah. All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. If you happen to not be in the USA and you happen to not be in Canada, one way to call our main number is use Skype. You can use Skype, if you have that account you pay for. It's like 0.7 U.S. cents per minute to call. It's and the number is 623-444-5889. If you're outside the USA and you're outside of Canada, you can use our flash message feature on the website. Just go to the website, scroll down, you'll see the link that says flash message. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Brent from Wyoming.
Hi, Brent.
Do you remember that light art festival they had in Las Vegas a few months back?
No.
Well, they had some laser lights and stuff like that. It was light sculpture in the sky.
Okay.
I would suggest this might possibly be something like that, except for one slight problem.
What's that?
The blue light, the blue spiral appeared after the white spiral, didn't it?
Before.
Before?
Yeah.
Well, then I guess it's possible.
The problem is that laser light doesn't spread out like that over that short distance. It would have been a solid beam. And this spreads out tremendously.
True.
Yeah.
The other one I was going to suggest is that if this is a portal, all the weapons they have pointing out won't mean a dang thing if they can come right to the atmosphere.
You are so right. Yeah, you're so right. They can just step past all of those deep space probes and just open a door in our atmosphere, and here they are. Yeah, you're right. Okay, Brent, thanks for the call. Very interesting.
Yep, bye.
Bye. From Gord in the Arctic Ocean, he says, it looks like a laser light show, obviously. Well, it doesn't. As I just, Gord, I appreciate that, but as I just pointed out, laser light doesn't spread out that much over that short a distance. And it's a coherent light. It's a beam. And it, you know, from here to the moon, it would spread out like that, but not over that short distance. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, it's Brian from Burnaby, Kevin.
Hi, Brian.
I was just thinking. Yes, go ahead.
I just said hello.
Oh, hello. Yes, my opinion, it might be something like a particle beam weapon, perhaps undergoing test. If you can consider the spiral sort of like the helix of a traveling wave tube, and in a traveling wave tube, of course, there'd be electrons. Here it would be ions, or which would be positive charged particles. And then the blue would be the nodes or the interaction points between the slow wave and the field, which I guess the spiral would be the helical spiral would be a projection of the field that would be confining the ion stream.
You sound like a scientist.
Well, not really.
Are you?
Since everything is up for grabs and speculation, I thought maybe it might be that.
Mm-hmm. But are you a scientist?
No, I used to actually work in the broadcasting industry, and we used traveling wave tubes to hook up to the satellites.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
To learn a bit about.
Yeah, well, you know, that your explanation does make sense, and it could be. What do you think the purpose of it is?
It might just be a test or of that sort of thing, or perhaps a HARP-like electromagnetic test that HARP might do. Or the Russian equivalent of that, perhaps.
Okay, very interesting. All right, thanks much for the call.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. 623-444-5889 or toll-free at 888-223-4599. Craig in the United Kingdom says, it's a long shot. It's not close, but it's not that far away. What about CERN? Also, what if CERN can be used in combination with HARP? Well, okay, but then you got to wonder what? What is it? What are they doing? British Virgin Isles. I guess Kevin from Canada is going to say it's the Anunnaki as per usual. He didn't, did he? See what happens when you get catty? You miss the target. Oh, my, my, my. Blue in Australia says, it looks like something out of the Doctor Who TV show. No way that's a missile. I don't think it's a missile. I don't. And look, if the reports and statements out of Russia had remained consistent from the beginning, then I might buy that this is just some kind of weird thing that happened and it's a missile. But because of we don't know what it is, the Russians said we didn't fire. They actually said, the Russian Navy said, we didn't fire any missiles. That was reported actually in Russia. And then the Russian attaché at the embassy in Norway said, I have no idea what that is. And then the Russians change the story and say it was a test of the Balava missile. And then after that, you have the Norwegian defense spokesman saying, we don't know what it is, but it probably was a missile. Well, that's just weird. To have Norwegian defense saying, we don't know what it is, but it probably was a missile. The first statement, when he says, we don't know what it is, tells you it didn't show up on their radar, or they would know what it is. They would have its relative size, speed, direction of travel, all of that from their radar. And the Russians saying, well, we told everybody we were going to do it. And the Norwegians saying, we didn't hear anything about it. The North Fleet saying, we didn't know anything about it. When you put all that together, I can no longer buy it's a missile. And then you look at the forensic evidence. The forensic evidence, the pictures, this missile would have to be using exotic fuel that we don't know anything about. It would have to be invisible to radar. It would have to be flying backward. Now, is such a thing possible? Well, sure, anything's possible. You could build a missile shaped like a pig and make it fly, I guess. Anything's possible. But is it rationally believable? Not for me, it's not. To me, it appears that what we're looking at is some sort of super, super, super top secret test, perhaps done by the Russians. And you know, you might be wondering, well, why do I say it's the Russians that did it? Just because they had a submarine out there? There may have been submarines from other nations out there. True. But it's the Russians doing the cover-up story. You ever seen... Never mind. I won't even get into that. But the point is, once you start trying to cover up your first stories with secondary and tertiary stories, the first stories become important. And the first story was, we don't know what it is. Everything they've said after that has made no sense. Now, why, ask yourself, if it was another nation that was doing the tests, why would the Russians come up with the cover story and blame it on themselves? They have written agreements with Norway and other countries around that when they're going to test fire a missile, they warn everyone so that the ships can stay out of the way. Now, this is also interesting. Norway says, we didn't hear anything about it. The North Fleet says, we didn't hear anything about it. We didn't know anything about an upcoming missile test by the Russians. We didn't know. after all of that, as we got into today, a notice, an official notice that all this is going to happen pops up after the fact, predated apparently, and it pops up. But if that notice had actually been sent, why wouldn't the North Fleet know, and why wouldn't Norwegian Defense know? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It's Rick from Kentucky.
Hi, Rick.
I thought it was interesting the way the news article you read. I guess I speak hillbilly English, but it made the statement the missile went into a spiral. Well, I can take that two different ways, that the missile gyroscopes lost control and it spiraled out of control. But I can also read it that the missile went into the spiral because it was fired into the spiral. Maybe the spiral started opening and the missile was fired into it.
Well, you know, it could be that. However, I think that would have shown up on the Norwegian Defense radar.
Sure, yeah. They don't have very good radar if they can't pick up a missile.
Well, that's true, and actually Norway has very excellent electronics.
I'm sure they do.
I could be mistaken about this, but I think Norway is one of the nations that has a HAARP-type installation.
Uh-huh.
I could be wrong, but I think I've read that.
They are one of the members of our NATO treaty and whatever. I'm sure they've got access to some of our high-quality stuff, so...
Well, they had it before we did.
Yeah.
Okay. At the time we built HAARP, there were already four HAARP-type installations operating on this planet at the time we built ours.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I think Norway was one of them.
I thought another thing interesting about the blue trail leading from the spiral, it almost looks like the contrails of what they're showing is a pulse detonation engine now, the donut rings.
Mm-hmm. But actually, that's not leading from the spiral. It's leading from the sea or ground to the spiral.
Yeah.
It occurred before the spiral.
May have been something coming from a wormhole coming to the Earth.
It could be.
We're looking at it backwards. Hard
could
to
be.
Say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Okay. Thank
All
you,
right.
Kev.
Mm-hmm. 623-444-5889 is the number to call. And I will be more than happy to take your call. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Joanne from Portland.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi. I was very interested to see you pick up so quickly on this event.
Well,
was very interested to hear all the report, all the questions so far. But has anyone? I haven't heard anybody ask. But has anybody ever thought of? What exactly that installation is that beam is coming from?
You know, it came from
itself.
Yeah, if I didn't show these pictures, but it came from the horizon in the direction of the rising sun.
Oh.
And it came across the sky. It looks in the pictures like it's coming from the ground, but it's actually disappearing over mountains toward the horizon.
Oh.
And it's very long. Another thing, this was in the air. We only watched a few seconds of video, but this was 2 to 3 minutes long. The event was 2 to 3 minutes, and that's another reason I don't think this is a missile.
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't. I'm sorry, but that just makes absolutely no sense. And I'm not mechanically or inclined or an engineer, but it makes no sense to me.
Yeah. If it's spiraling out of control, it's over in less than 3 minutes. It's not going to stay airborne while it's doing things that are not flight dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, I was very, very curious about that, especially with the possibility. I knew that, the HAARP, I believe they have a HAARP installation there, and that machine does a lot of different things, I understand.
Oh, yeah, it does. It does. Joanne, thank you so much for the call. Are you a first-time caller?
Yes, I am. I've been watching your show for quite a while, and usually your guests are very smart and sharp, and they usually ask my questions for me. So, and I don't always get to see you live. I usually end up listening to you later.
Oh, I see. Well, first-time callers have to get some applause here. So let's give you some applause. Thank you so much for the call.
You're welcome. Thank you for being there, Kevin, and being there for us.
All right. Okay, folks, we're just seconds away from a break, so if you are interested in calling in, get your fingers ready and give us a call after this upcoming break. We're about 20 seconds away. The question is, what is this thing? I don't buy the missile story for a number of reasons that I have laid out here. Maybe I'm all wet. If you are an expert in missiles flying out of control and I'm all wet, give me a call and explain it to us. We'd love to hear you. We'll be back right after this.
And Gene Simmons would want to be if he could be a talk host. Here's Kevin.
Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and we have a caller on hold, so let's go straight to the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
My name is Jeff. I'm calling from Montreal, Kevin. Good evening.
Good evening. You said your name is Jim or Jeff?
It's Jeff.
Jeff.
I spoke before, Kevin, a couple of times from Montreal, a couple of years ago. It's good to hear your voice, and it's great to see this story. I was just wanted to make a quick comment about what I thought it was or what it might be.
Okay.
Could it be possible electromagnetic activity coming from the Earth? And it's sort of a stressor or a release of sort of gas, or I don't know what type of material would cause that type of phenomena. But
well, if it's electromagnetic, it's going to disturb and excite the gases that it encounters in the atmosphere, in the air. And so if it is electromagnetic, I mean, in much the way that a fluorescent tube works, you know, a fluorescent tube is full of gas, and when you apply radiation to it, either electricity or you can take a, just put the antenna of a police radio right up on a fluorescent tube, key up the radio, and it'll light the tube, because the electromagnetic energy excites the gas. And so electromagnetic energy coming from any source, if it was concentrated, certainly could do that, I would think.
And, you know, we've heard, I think, at times of during earthquakes or disturbances of the Earth's crust that energy is released. I know people have tried to use that as an excuse to say that's what you saw. It wasn't a UFO. It was swamp gas, or it was energy being released from friction from the plates shifting beneath the surface of the Earth. But there's one shot where it does show that huge glow, or that orb, if you will, in the tree in the background, and there seems to be a darker blue source of energy going to that pinpoint of light, and it just looked like something has come from the Earth itself and being released out into the sky. But it's not something that we've seen before. I mean, China has reported something very, well, not even similar, but that was back in the 80s. But this is very unique.
It really is.
My
Here's the question I would... See, I don't have any problem with that idea at all. I could see that happening, the some kind of electromagnetic discharge off of the Earth. I could see that happening. What I would have a hard time reconciling is then why the Russians pasted all this other stuff on top of it.
Yeah, that's very odd. But then again, the Norwegians' response is odd. Maybe that's Cold War, old Cold War politicking. I don't know. Whoever grabs it first. The second thought that came through my mind was the Lucifer Project and Operation or Project Blue Beam.
Mm-hmm.
But that's very esoteric stuff, and I try to keep myself a little bit more grounded to earthly explanations. Could we also be looking at perhaps a meteor from an elliptical sort of vantage point entering our atmosphere?
Now, well, the astronomers...
It's leaving a wake. Yeah, that's too... That's not good.
See, the astronomers ruled all that out. They said this is not an astronomical event. And in fact, one astronomer said, we don't know what it is. We've never seen anything like this. But it's not astronomical.
Country's response from NORAD? Has NORAD made any noises indicating that the Russians made a launch that they were... I mean, this is... If the Russians were going to launch something, they have to, by international treaty, alert literally every country in the world. I mean...
Yeah. And nobody knew that this was going to happen, but magically, a transcript of their alert has appeared after the fact.
Mm.
So,
yeah, it's...
I don't know. It would seem using Occam's razor here, to me, the most rational and quickest and simplest explanation is that Russia did it, and it was not a missile. What they were doing was testing some type of Tesla-based technology. That's what it appears to me.
It certainly moved. It certainly punched a hole into the atmosphere. That's for sure, and it certainly displaced the cloud, as you can see around it. Just like it's reminiscent of looking at a vortex coming off a wingtip of an aircraft, at the end of the wingtip of an aircraft when it's in flight or in a wind tunnel, that spinning effect. But then again, that's why I was leaning towards an electromagnetic either pulse weapon or instrument, or again a natural phenomenon. But if it was a natural phenomenon, it would be literally... I can't think of any time I've ever seen something like this in my life.
Well, another thing that we need to factor into this, the videos that I showed are videos that I got off of the Internet, and all of the videos on the Internet are just the last few seconds of this thing before that hole appears and then it dissipates.
Oh, do you have the whole full 3 minutes?
No, but that's the point. Okay. It was there for 3 minutes. That means there was a sustained energy. And I don't think nature would sustain it for 3 minutes.
No, now that you said 3 minutes, that's a sustained pulse. That's controlled.
That would seem to be, yeah. Hey, Jeff, thanks for the call. I've got to move along.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right. Thanks much. Interesting. Interesting. All right. The telephone lines are 623-444-5889 or toll-free at 888-223-4599. From the United Kingdom, I have a flash message from Craig that says, what if CERN is a strange portal location device? Your first caller gave me the idea when he mentioned the Mayan pyramids. Great show, number one for making us think. Good thoughts. That makes me think. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, good evening, Kevin. It's Terry from Ohio.
Hi, Terry.
How are we doing?
Good.
On this thing, how far was this able to be seen? Was it seen by people on land, or was it on the ocean?
Yeah, all the videos I've shown were shot by people standing on the land.
But yet they're talking about a vessel out there?
Well, just offshore, you have a very deep ocean out there. And Russian submarines are through there all the time, and I suppose from time to time American submarines are out there. Don't know that to be a fact. I'm just supposing. That's submarines go through there all the time. They operate out there all the time. It's the White Sea.
Yeah, that definitely looks like, you know, a created a vortex, almost maybe like a shield, something that would come from HAARP, you know, like they would use to stop intercontinental ballistic missiles from penetrating. So what it looks like to me, that blue line, you know, is kind of confusing. I think HAARP could do that without actually seeing a line like that.
I'm not sure that it can, let me tell you. If HAARP is going to create, if they're going to use it to create a vortex like this, and I'm not even sure that HAARP can create a vortex like this, but let's assume that it can. It's not a laser. It is radio waves.
Correct, yeah.
And if you put enough energy into a radio wave, it will excite the gas around it, and you will get a fluorescent kind of a reaction.
Oh, really? Well, that's what that looks like then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because so we'd be just wondered if, you know, we get any reports that Russia, you know, had their HAARP system up, or if CERN was running, you know, and they created a vortex of some sort, you know, for wormhole. I'm pretty sure that their technology is looking for that, even though they aren't professing that, but I believe that that's the route that they're looking for, the route they're going on that. It's very interesting.
So you don't buy the missile story, huh?
Well, you said they say they shot a missile at it? What kind of missile?
No. They did not shoot a missile at it. What they're claiming now is that this was a missile test and that the missile spun out of control.
Yeah, see, a missile wouldn't spin out of control like that.
Well, they can look pretty similar to that. The problem that you've got is if this is a missile, when you look at the fire coming out of the back of a missile,
mm-hmm.
The fire is narrowest at the missile. When it comes out of the missile, it's not broader than the missile. It can't be. It's the same diameter as the missile, or as the engine nozzle. So it comes out, and then it spreads out. As you go in distance away from the missile, the broader the flame.
Right.
Well, what we're looking at here is exactly the opposite. What we're looking at here, if that's a missile spinning out of control, then the missile would be in the center of the spiral. And that blue flame coming out of it, if that is a blue flame, is broader than the missile and gets narrower toward the ground.
Yeah.
That's exactly backward.
I wouldn't think it would be blue either. You know, it'd be smoky. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wonder how large that actually was, that vortex or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know, but I do know that the report, the initial report, said that millions of people saw it. So yeah. It was very noticeable. It was not something that you could ignore in the sky. Hey, listen, I got to move along. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks, Cub.
All right. 623-444-5889 is the number, and that will get you here from anywhere in the world. The toll-free number in the United States and Canada is 888-223-4599. This whole story of the missile just doesn't fit what we're looking at as far as I'm concerned. Maybe I'm wrong. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin, this is Chris from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Good.
Man, I got to tell you, I love this stuff. And you jogged my memory when we were talking about this. But remember a few weeks ago in the e-zine, you sent the picture of the Russian halo? Isn't that kind of weird that there was an atmospheric, quote-unquote, anomaly there?
Yeah, it is. Tell you what, hang on through the break. I'll get you first up when we come back.
All right.
We'll be back, folks, right after this. Welcome back to the show. We are on Final Approach. That means if you've been planning to call, get your fingers ready to do the dialing. We have a caller on hold, Chris from Grand Rapids. Chris, you were saying?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention the fact, you know, about the connection of the Russian halo image that you sent us there in the evening and how unusual it was that there was another atmospheric anomaly there. You know, and in my opinion, I truly think this was an energy type. I don't know if necessarily a weapon, but an energy-type device, you know, punching a hole straight through the atmosphere. And I think for whatever reason, the conditions were right, and we got to see it. Or this was first time, you know, run out, and it was a much bigger show than what they were hoping it would draw attention to, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's some sort of a portal or wormhole that may be generated terrestrially? Maybe by Russian scientists, but do you think it's that sort of a thing?
And that's where I'm kind of not sure. I don't know if it's something that severe or if it really is, you know, more earthbound as far as you know, ICBMs and things of that device, or something that we would need to build an energy weapon type for. I'm having more of a feeling that it's a weapon as opposed to a porthole generator or a wormhole generator. It just it has that classic sine wave look to it, the beam that generates and then does the motion, you know. It something about it just says that, you know, I don't know, maybe we're planning on playing Space Invaders in real life here, you know.
Well, I'll tell you this, if it is some sort of like a defensive weapon, a shield, they're going to have to be able to generate that quicker than 3 minutes.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right, man, thanks for the call.
Get going.
All right, thanks for the call. 623-444-5889 or toll-free at 888-223-4599. And those are the numbers to call if you have a question or a comment. And certainly I would be glad to take your call. Now, the thing is, we're almost out of time. From Australia, is this the secret weapon testing technology which Mr. Dick Criswell was talking about in his last interview on your show, some threat coming to Earth in 2010 to 2012? Maybe it's a good idea to have Mr. Dick Criswell back soon. Interesting that you should bring that up, because I, in fact, placed a call to Dick Criswell, I can't remember, I'm an old guy, but last week or early this week, and got his voicemail. So, yeah, thanks for the reminder of that. That does remind me I need to get back in touch with him. This could be what he was talking about. I don't know. But it would be, I think, a good thing to discuss that with him. I'll give him a call tomorrow. Now, let me say, for all of our listeners, but particularly in Northern Europe and most specifically in Norway, I am not saying that this is Tesla technology. I don't know what it is. I'm speculating. It's all hypothetical. I'm just guessing. And I'm saying what it looks like, what it appears that it could be. That's all. I am saying, however, most definitely, that there's something squirrely about this, because the Russians first said they didn't fire any missiles. Norwegian defense said, we don't know what it is. That means they didn't have it on their radar. Then the Russians come out and say, oh yeah, it was a missile test. And then when the subject comes up about, well, why didn't you warn anybody? They say, oh, well, we did. But Norwegian defense says, no, we didn't know anything about it. The Northern Fleet says, we didn't know anything about it. And then when we look at the pictures don't match a missile. At least in my opinion, they don't. So I'm definitely saying, I don't think it's a missile. I can't prove that. But I don't think it is. Doesn't appear to me to be a missile. And I would point out that if it is a missile, it's a missile that's invisible to radar, flies backwards, and uses some kind of propellant that puts out a blue flame and no smoke. And then after the fact, the transcript of their warning that there's going to be a missile test, after the fact, that surfaced on the internet. But people in Norwegian defense had not known about it, and the Northern Fleet didn't know about it. It comes up after the fact. So when you put all that together, to me, this does not appear at all to be a missile that went rogue. The fact that it was swirling for 3 minutes doesn't sound like a missile. Can a missile be errant and in flight for 3 minutes? Yes. Can it be errant and hold a position in the sky and swirl around for 3 minutes and hold its position there? I don't think so. But again, as I said, it may be possible to build a missile in the shape of a pig and make it fly. I don't know. I guess anything's possible. Nothing about this is square. It's all squirrely. And so I think what we're seeing is that whatever it was is known, I think, to the Russians. And may be known. Somebody asked earlier, what has NORAD said? Well, they haven't sent me any email, and I haven't seen any statements from NORAD about this. I don't think they're saying anything, because I think they don't know what it is. I think they are as surprised as everybody else. They cannot, if they are surprised, they cannot say it. But I bet you they are as surprised as everyone else. And if that's the case, I bet you there's a lot of meetings going on at NATO about it. Wouldn't you imagine? So I think what's happening is the Norwegian public is being treated to the sort of disinformation campaigns we get, not daily here in the United States, we get them by the minute here in the United States. If it's on our major media news, it's the probability that it's disinformation is extremely high. And so we get disinformation by the minute. However, we do know about Tiger Woods, and we do have the pictures now of all of his mistresses on our TV screens. That's really important stuff. Big news here. I guess someone had to take the place of Britney, and so Tiger got nominated, and it's Tiger. So that's what we're getting all over the news here. As always, though, here on this show, I try to bring you as fresh information as possible, as in-depth information as possible, but not just to report it, but for us to think about it. And I hope that that's what we have accomplished here tonight. I don't have a conclusion. I can't tell you with any specificity what this is. I can only tell you what it does not appear to be. It does not appear to be a Russian missile gone rogue. That story doesn't seem to fit with anything, including the pictures. But we do try to bring you the freshest information that's out there. And we do try to bring it to you in a way that will help you to think about it. Let me ask you to help us by telling everyone you know every day about this show. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.